This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Home prices and sales in the state's second largest real estate market are slowing down. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Last June, a single-family home in Colorado Springs was only on the market for an average 10 days. In December, that number jumped to 41 days. Still, according to Ann Kidd with the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors,
41 days on market is not an unusual number of days on market in the big picture.
She says the market in the city looks a lot more like it did before the pandemic. Meanwhile, the median price for a single-family home in the Springs is $441,000, down from all-time highs last year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado will no longer be busing migrants from Denver to Chicago or New York City. Governor Polis shared this information with the city's mayors over the weekend. Officials said the transportation process has been scaled back now that nationwide travel is no longer hampered by winter storms. A large number of migrants from Central and South America began arriving in the Denver area in early December. Two men snowmobiling near Corona Pass in Grand County were killed after being caught in an avalanche. The first victim found Saturday was a 58-year-old man from northern Colorado. The second victim, a 52-year-old also from northern Colorado, was found dead Sunday. The full identities of the victims have not yet been released. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has placed the area they were recreating in under a level 3 danger level, indicating considerable risk. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's 1A, and today we'll get an update from Brazil and how supporters of the former president there stormed their Congress.